You know, I don't think that people are taking this No Kings Day very serious, and they should be. This No Kings, No Republicans, No America, No Freedom protest is being sponsored by the Communist Party USA. And speaking of the Communist Party, the new face of the Democratic Party, who claims to be a democratic socialist, will soon be taking his seat as King of New York City. Maybe younger people don't know it, but Hitler and Mussolini were also democratic socialists. And so was Karl Marx, Vladimir Lenin, and Joseph Stalin, all three of whom had hundreds of millions killed in the name of democratic socialism. This is no joke, folks. These morons are setting a dangerous precedent, all in the name of democratic socialism. Now let's talk about January the 6th. That protest started with a few thousand Americans who believed the 2020 election was stolen. They traveled to D.C. to make their voices heard. And yes, things went sideways. But let's be honest, some of that chaos was fueled by federal agents and Capitol Police who escalated the situation. Nancy Pelosi could have called in the National Guard. She didn't. And now the media calls it an insurrection while ignoring the fact that Democrats have questioned every election they've lost since 2000. The No Kings protests are being held because they couldn't steal an election and they can't stand it. Al Gore started it all by claiming his election was stolen, and he was the global warming darling. Then there was Hillary, again with the "he stole my election." Wah! Then again, this last election. Does anyone see a pattern here? It is only the Democrats who have a right to get elected. Kings, anyone? But when conservatives question an election, we're labeled extremists. We're censored, we're jailed. Meanwhile, today's No Kings protests, coordinated across 2,500 cities, are praised as noble, even when they block roads, disrupt government, and call for the end of the Republican Party. The system is rigged, folks. It's been rigged for decades. The media, the courts, the universities, the bureaucrats, they all lean left. And they don't just lean, they enforce. That's what communists do. But here's the truth. We're not handing over our country to a mob of socialist ideologues who rewrite history and weaponize emotion. We remember what freedom looks like. We remember what truth sounds like. And we're not afraid to say it, loud and clear. And why is it that January 6th is called an insurrection and No King's Day is framed as activism? Conservatives see this as proof that only left-wing dissent is allowed to be noble. Kings? Conservatives argue that Democrats act like royalty, expecting deference, controlling institutions, and punishing opposition. The real threat is selective legitimacy. If only one side is allowed to question elections, protest policies, or shape the narrative, then democracy itself becomes a partisan tool.